Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting hour. In fact, it's the most delicious hour on radio. Thanks for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock here on AM 790 KNST. And my name is Matt Russell, and it is my privilege to say that I am broadcasting live from one of the hot new places here downtown. In fact, only 2 months ago, our good friends Jay and Tyler from Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, they've opened up this amazing, this astounding, this highly spectacular beer garden, and we are broadcasting live from the epicenter of delicious beer right here at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington Street, right on the corner of Pennington and Scott. And when it's Saturday and it's 4 o'clock, we start getting hungry, and we start getting thirsty. And when you're hungry and thirsty in Tucson, Arizona, the Oracle of Wisdom will show you everything that abounds. Tucson foodie himself, Mr. Adam Lehrman, is back. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me again, Matt.
Absolutely. You know, I love having you as our celebrity co-host. Now, let me just ask you, has your life tangibly changed since you have been anointed with the title of celebrity co-host, probably rotating through this show more frequently than any of our other celebrity co-hosts? How has your life changed?
And how has it changed? How has it not changed? I'm getting calls from the Food Network. I'm kidding. It really hasn't changed all that much, but it's definitely gotten to where I'm gaining a little bit of weight.
Well, now you see what my problem is, right? You know, my wife says, you know, why don't you host like a banking show or a real estate show or a fitness show, you know? Get the food stuff out.
That wouldn't be as fun.
It wouldn't be as fun,
tasty.
Right, exactly. Especially fun and tasty when we're right here at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink. I mean, these guys know how to build an encounter of fun, don't they?
I love this place. The restaurant, beautiful. Excellent food, and this new beer garden is insane.
I walked in, you know, I've never been here, but kind of following the story, following the pictures on Facebook, you know, hearing people talk about this beer garden, and I got to be honest, Adam Lehrman, I had this sort of vision for what a beer garden is, and, you know, let's have a few kegs, you know, out with some, you know, folding chairs and sit around, and, you know, maybe there'll be a little patch of grass, and there's a beer garden. I walked into the door this afternoon, and I was struck by the magnitude and the intention that the Tyler Fenton and Jay Zimmerman and that team here at Riley have put together. This is an amazing experience for craft beer heads.
This is a cool joint, and you can't really just think of it, let's go to Riley. I mean, this is almost, it's almost a separate entity.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's connected, but this is a, I mean, you could come here and not have to even go in Riley Pizza at all. Not that you'd have any issues with doing that, but, I mean, there's a separate entrance to this place, and it's big enough to, I mean, you could seat 45 people in here, I would guess. 30 maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you get hungry, you know, you don't have to walk far. We don't know if we're going to ask Tyler a little bit later on in the show if you can actually have food here. But anyway, it's like you don't really have to leave. You just, you know, set up camp right here at Riley.
It's like a cafeteria for adults.
Well, speaking of cafeteria, I actually went down over to the bar area, which sort of stands at the back end of the beer garden, and I actually began to count how many taps that they had in line at Riley, and I had to take a break. I had to take a break at like 15.
Were you sampling each one as you counted?
Exactly. I need like a punch card. But then I counted 15 more, and I had to stop, and I had to count again. So there is probably a craft beer for every personality and palate right down here at Riley. So I'm really excited for these guys and what they've done.
And if we can just, since, you know, obviously we're on the radio, so you can't see this, but it's beautifully done. You know, they have these steel beams and concrete tables and custom concrete tables and rolling chairs and the subway tile. I mean, the place is beautiful.
Yeah, I see that we're going to be talking again to the guys about the furniture. And when you think about appointing the kinds of things for a beer garden, I mean, this is all sort of handcrafted. And craft is sort of the word that's going to, you're going to sort of weave its way through all of our conversations, because it's all about craft.
Absolutely.
Here. And the furniture, I see that they have wheels on the tables, because if they didn't have wheels on the tables,
you'd probably never
these tables would not move. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that. But anyway, what a great place to be right here downtown Tucson Saturday night. There's a lot going on downtown tonight.
A lot going on downtown.
What's on your agenda tonight, man?
Oh, man. Well, I think I might get over something I don't typically do. Mayor Rothschild is lighting the tree over at Armory Park, and then the Parade of Lights is happening.
Yes.
And then, you know, we just have a strip of good food and drinks in this town,
yeah,
in downtown now, and it's all open. Geo Taco just opened.
Today! There's their big day today.
Today is their big day.
Yeah.
Right on the next strip, you go Geo, Good Oak, Diablo Burger, Proper, Hub, Playground. I mean, there's just, and then you go for a little further west, you have Pink. I mean, I don't think I'll get a drink at every single spot tonight, but
why not?
I'm pulling
for you. I think you have what it takes. I think you should just throw the gauntlet down, Adam Lehrman, and just live, just soak it all up. But anyway, this place is going to be rocking here tonight. You know, Riley is just a great place to come for a great meal, for a great cocktail. We're going to be talking to Jay Zimmerman, the beverage director, about sort of winter craft cocktails. And this is just a place that is just, you know, completely caught fire. Now, see, Tyler Fenton's looking at me. Don't say fire in restaurant and say, we don't want anything like that. No, but this just place has exploded with energy, and I just love coming down to Riley. Now, what's been fancying your palate since you've been on the show? I mean, you know, I like a lot of people say that you've got your finger on the pulse of the food and cocktail scene here in Southern Arizona.
Wow.
What's striking you as your fancy this week?
Well, I went to the soft opening of Geo Taco last night.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, pretty good stuff, huh?
It was good stuff. They're really, I really am excited about what he's doing there. Beautiful build out, again, by Forge Architecture. Big fan of those guys. And, the food, they nailed the food. That whole concept is great with that window that opens up in there. I'm just excited about that. And honestly, I'm not saying that because we're here. I'm really digging what Riley's doing.
Yeah.
I love this joint. They got a great menu. This beer garden is super cool. And it's in this little, you know, nook of downtown. It's not right on the main strip. But, you know, they're, between that and Geo and everything in between, I'm really digging Panka, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I have yet, let me just say here, I have not tried Panka. So we need to talk to our friends at Panka and talk about a radio show down there and help tell their story. As from what I understand, it's a very attractive story to tell.
Beautiful joint.
Absolutely. So, you know, here we are at Riley. Now, Riley, for 90 years here in Southern Arizona, served as another kind of establishment. You know, it wasn't always about craft pizza and drink, although let's see if we can figure out how to weave the word craft into the business and industry that this place was. Anyway, Riley Funeral Home for 90 years here in Tucson was at this very space. Now, I'm sure that Tyler and Jay probably roll their eyes every time someone comes in and says, I hear you guys got killer pizza or pizza to die for, all that horrible stereotypical stuff. You know, they're thinking, well, you know, it's in an old funeral home. We got to keep telling that story. But, you know, that's all part of that sort of that allure, that intrigue that brings people down to Raleigh when they walk in. I think, you know, it's a life-changing experience.
It's a charming place. It's a beautiful place. They did a great job in the build out here.
Now, you've got, you know, darn near, well, 40-plus taps to choose from. Saturday at 4 o'clock, where's your palate going? Are you going to be doing sort of the hoppy thing today? Are you going to think earthy, robust, you know, kind of a stout or a porter this afternoon? Where are you going to start?
Well, when it's cold, I definitely want something heavier, like probably stout.
Yeah,
yeah,
straight. All right, yeah. We're going to ask Jay if he can come up with a stout
or a hot toddy.
Or a hot toddy. Well, if anyone can do, you know, say stout, porter, or hot toddy in the same sentence, it's certainly Jay Zimmerman. Anyway, we're going to be talking to him just in a few minutes. We also want to let our listeners know that this is a very a fun time of the year to celebrate. We have several holiday parties, a lot of seasonal celebrations, but what we don't want to do is want to take that horrible risk of trying to get yourself home after the party. And we certainly we want to make sure that that people know that taking a cab, it can be an option, but when you got to come back and find your way back to your car the next day, not even remembering where you parked, our good friends from Entourage Transportation are here. They're going to be talking about their safe and sensible solution to get you home safe after a night of celebrating all of the great successes in your life. And the general manager of Entourage Transportation, Mike Katz, is going to be with us in just a few minutes to talk about how he is changing the lives of Southern Arizonans through his very responsible, safe, and sensible transportation solution. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's Mike Katz from Entourage Transportation. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Harrell here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington, on the corner of Pennington and Scott, in the heart of a bustling downtown Tucson. The Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman. We're having a great time here, Riley.
I love it here. I love this area.
Just this warmth that kind of surrounds you whenever you walk in. you know, maybe we can figure out to Tyler to tell us what's behind that warmth. But anyway, this is the place to be. Come on down here. Join us for a few beers. Get ready as the downtown Parade of Lights starts. This place is just going to be absolutely fun and frivolous here downtown Tucson. But anyway, as we said, this is the time of year, Adam Lehrman, when people thinking about celebrating. They're taking a lot of time outside of the home, doing an office party, Christmas party, holiday party, a lot of celebration. Sometimes that means a lot of drinking, and we certainly don't want to say anything bad about having a great cocktail. But if you've had one too many,
you got to be safe.
We want to encourage you to do the right thing, and there's a man here is going to tell us exactly how to do the right thing from Entourage Transportation, the Honorable Mike Katz is in the house. How you doing, Mr. Manager?
I am doing phenomenal.
Phenomenal is a bold word.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what's the secret to your success, sir?
Unknown nights.
Okay, so I got to tell you, ever since I first heard about Entourage Transportation, I keep hearing about it more and more and more in town. I think, you know, I'm hearing, you know, oh, the scooter guys, or, you know, all these kind of, the, you know, fun little nicknames. For those of our listeners, and I can't imagine there's one listening that doesn't know who you are, give us an idea for what this whole buzz is about Entourage Transportation.
Well, it's a 2.5-year business in Tucson that'll get you and your car home. You don't have to worry about having to bug a friend the next day to come back, get the car. You don't have to worry about leaving it in downtown, somebody, you know, messing with the car or anything like that. You know where it is. You know you're safe. And you don't have to worry about getting back to, you know, you got plans the next day. You got to figure out how to get to your car. You've got it already. Just head out. Go take care of your stuff.
I mean, I think it's one of the most sophisticated business ideas that I've come across in my travels. And, you know, I have been doing and spent a lot of time on the road, and I have lost count, my cats, how many checkpoints that I have seen between, you know, all sort of different places around town, and just the anxiety of just the bright light and the checkpoint and the unknown and the uncertainty.
Exactly.
All of that is completely unnecessary because Entourage Transportation liberates you.
Exactly.
From that fear and that anxiety. So explain, when someone is out of bar or restaurant and they think they've had one too many, what's the process? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, 909-0100 gets us on the call immediately. We'll get a driver out to you. We usually look about 30 minutes, depending on where the drivers are. The nights are really unknown on where drivers will be at. But we roll out to the customer on an electric scooter that folds up. We've got two different models, one that's about the size of a suitcase, the other one's about the size of a loaded golf bag.
Wow.
It place it in the back of the customer's vehicle, drive them wherever they want to go, home, hotel, wherever. We offload the scooter, move on to the next person, or come back into downtown and start passing out cars and talking with people.
And you put your head on your pillow and relish in the confidence that everything is fine
exactly.
when you go to bed
exactly.
and your car is there in your driveway. Now, Jason and Amanda, you know, two of my favorite people who have really helped to really inspire this community about the potential of Entourage Transportation, once told me that there is virtually no car. There is no vehicle on the roads in Southern Arizona that you cannot put this scooter in the back seat of or in the trunk of. Is that true?
That is true. We have come across a couple that it don't fit into. It's usually the convertibles, but just because they don't have a trunk to begin with.
Smart car?
Yes.
I believe the old model will fit into a
the
smart car.
The old model will. We did a test.
Very
and it absolutely, but with room to spare, Adam Lehrman.
I am curious. You started this company?
No, I am the general. I've been on for 18 months.
Okay, this is a crazy idea to me.
It's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
And when you think, you know, so what's the cost? I mean, you know, I actually did a little test with what it would cost me to get from point A to point B if I took a cab, and then factor in all the stuff, you know, with the gas and then going back, and then what it would cost to get me home one way with Entourage. What are the costs of your service?
It's a $15 pickup, and it's $3 per mile, just like any other cab in Tucson. We do offer a discount for military, law enforcement, all branches of law enforcement, fire rescue.
Thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. And it's $15 pickup,
yes, sir.
And it's $3 a mile. And, you know, you're right there. You watch the odometer going, you know, provided you're awake. Now, let me ask you this. Has anyone ever fallen asleep in their car when you're driving them home?
Many, many times.
On the way to the house, like, okay, I don't know where to go. And you, what do you do in that case?
Well, find the registration for the vehicle, find the insurance card, make sure the addresses work, and punch it into GPS.
See, these guys, they've got an answer and a solution for everything.
Yes.
And I love coming out, so, you know, especially downtown. You're walking out of bars, you're walking out of restaurants. Sometimes you don't even have to make a call to Entourage because you're right there with a scooter. Yeah. I mean, talk about a business strategy. That is fantastic.
I've had a couple of that happen over the past couple of days. Customer, you know, canceled out or whatever, and one of the drivers waiting out front. picked up another ride about 10 minutes later.
That's fantastic. So what is the service area for Entourage? And I know that sometimes that's the, you know, the one question, you know, hey, I'm on the top of Mount Lemmon. I need you guys, or, you know, please don't do that.
I need you to take me back to Casa Grande.
Yeah. What's sort of a reasonable service area for Entourage?
Well, we go from Casino del Sol up to base of Mount Lemmon, from Rita Ranch Houghton to Rancho Vistoso, Dove Mountain area.
That's so, huge.
That is a big area.
That's
all
huge.
Of Tucson.
And you've got to sort of have this formula where you've got the fleet of scooters around, you've got sort of the mothership truck running around, and that's why you don't have to wait an hour and a half for the scooter. Like you said, generally within a half an hour, you're there buzzing right up.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
I was going to say, that would be a long scooter ride from Dove Mountain to Rita Ranch.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I noticed Mike said to the base of Mount Lemmon. You know, I'm at Bundy Point and I can't get home. But anyway, Entourage Transportation, I think one of the most innovative business ideas here, again, to get you and your car home safely. It really is the only transportation services provider that we use here at On the Menu Live, and we want to make sure that all of our fellow foodies and those who love the live bait, especially this time of year, understand that it is really the most reasonable, safe, and reliable and sufficient solution to get you home after a night of hanging out with Adam Lehrman. And I know sometimes that's a big night.
If you're going to overdo it with the eggnog, call Entourage.
Entourage Transportation, 909-0100. That's a number that you need to put into your phone so you can just hit one button, and it's an auto dial. Mike Cass, General Manager for Entourage Transportation, thanks so much for everything that you and your team do. I say happy holidays to you,
and
continued
too.
Great success. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor, too, and when we come back, we're going to be live dating with Jay Zimmerman himself. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington, on the corner of Pennington and Scott downtown. The place is coming alive, Adam Lehrman.
This is the place to be for sure.
All right, so you got 909-0100 plugged into your phone. If you can make it through this broadcast without getting intoxicated, you know, that'll be progress. No, I'm sorry. Listen to me. That's a fine reputation in this community. Anyway, if you're going to be Tucson foodie, you have to have an authentic foodie and cocktail experience. And thinking of authentic food and cocktail experiences, what a great segue to the beverage director. I want to be a beverage director somewhere. I want to be director of beverage in someone's administration.
You're pretty important.
I want to be secretary.
You're pretty important
beverage.
In your own way, though, man.
The beverage director and sommelier at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, Jay Zimmerman. Welcome back, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always good to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. So, you know, we talk a little bit about it in our newsletter, and I should remind our foodie listeners, if you want to know exactly where we're going to be broadcasting from, if you want to know exactly who's going to be on the show, what the specials are going to be, you want to go to onthemenulive.com and sign up to receive our weekly e-newsletter, and it will give you the pulse of what's going on in Tucson, and it'll tell you where we're going to be. And as I said in this week's newsletter, this whole show is about craft, and I want to know, what does craft mean in the world of cocktails and beverages here at Riley?
Craft in the world of cocktails and beverages, you know, really starts as where craft is to me in the realm of hospitality. Mm. Tyler and I are very, very passionate from square one, from the moment a guest walks in the door to the moment they're, you know, signing their check and walking out and what they read at the bottom of the check. The Freakonomics that basically go into menu development, cocktail development, every little detail we, you know, spend hours agonizing over to really provide the guests with the best experience possible. Whether they know that we've put this thought into it or they don't, you know, from step one to step 10, essentially, when they're in the restaurant or in the beer garden, really trying to provide them with something that they can't find somewhere else. And so for craft, it really starts with being, you know, unique and true to our roots. And so, you know, it's really just, creating a few twists on classic cocktails, some unique cocktails that are just extremely well-balanced, you know, fit for the season, and really not trying to overdo anything, you know, not trying too hard. At the same time, you know, we have a restaurant where we have, you know, 75 seats that we need to be serving, you know, in a very timely manner.
Right.
And so, you know, the cocktails need to be crafty and seasonal, but at the same time, you know, efficient for bartenders to be, you know, pumping out and consistent and everything like that. So it really is passion that I think drives our craftiness here at Riley. And, you know, for Tyler and I, you know, I've seen this guy at home. He has like 100-plus cookbooks on his coffee table. And, you know, I've got books where, you know, just studying spirits and how to mix and playing around behind the bar and just experimenting And really, this is, you know, what we love to do. I mean, opening up a restaurant and doing what we do here at Riley is something that we've dreamt about for years. It's been Tyler's passion for the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. I've been working in the restaurant since I was 15 and knew that, you know, this was something that I wanted to do. Opening restaurants is, again, you know, just to keep using that word, passion, passion, passion. We love it here, you know, 80 hours a week. You know, Tyler's girlfriend's here now, and, you know.
What's her name?
This is Emily.
Emily! Yeah. Emily's in the house, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and she just lights up the room, Jay.
We did want to say, you know, Tyler and I both have special individuals that have been supportive over the last 2 years in our endeavors, and, you know, they give us a good balance when we're not here at Riley, but, you know, just the amount of time that we have to invest to continue, you know, pursuing our dream. You know, really lucky to have some people supporting us like that.
I love your definition of craft, because a lot of people, I mean, let's be honest, there's folks, I don't know that they're in this community per se, but in my travel across the country,
sure.
I hear people talk about craft beverages, and they have, it's sort of an easy answer, right? But you're talking about craft is really it's in the DNA of what Riley is all about.
It is.
I heard love, I heard passion, I heard intention, and I think as a consumer, we get it. You said, I don't know if people can really understand that all that goes into providing that craft cocktail or that craft pizza experience. We get it, and I think it's resounds when you walk into Riley.
Yeah, it's hard to really, you know, show over the radio or through speech, but I think if you, you know, sat at the Riley bar or you came out to the beer garden and you listened to myself or one of the bartenders, you know, talk about our drinks and, you know, what level of energy and research got put into it, and then you actually try and experience it, you know, can really kind of tap into you know, our personality here in the restaurant
exactly.
as well.
Well, speaking of personality, we are in the heart of the personality of the new space, the new build-out. It's the beer garden. Again, I was overwhelmed when I walked in.
It's hard not to be.
Talk about this beer garden here at Riley.
So this has been a fun project. We actually knew this was coming about when we opened up the restaurant. So this space out here is basically fit to accommodate, you know, many needs, really. And like Adam was talking about, where you can come into the beer garden and have a great night, and you never really have to step foot in Riley. And we hope that's not the case, because the pizza and the food in there and the cocktails are so incredible, and we want everyone to experience and enjoy that. But really, with the property itself, we were looking to tap into the whole experience, you know, for date night, as opposed to, you know, having to, you know, start at one location and then go to a restaurant and then maybe go for a cocktail somewhere else. Then you're calling Entourage, you know, for that safe ride home, hopefully, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, really offering all of that at Riley, where, you know, you can come in, if it's a busy Friday or Saturday night, maybe you forgot to make a reservation. No big deal. You know, you just put yourself on the wait list. You come out to the beer garden. You have your first beer, you know, a glass of wine. Get a text message from the hostesses when your table is ready. Walk right in, have a lovely dinner. And then there's so many other places in this area to go afterward. And we're really just trying to be that destination that can really, you know, cater to a lot of needs and wants of what the downtown restaurant industry is really starting to offer to everyone.
And you talk about a destination, and to be a real destination, it has to be multidimensional.
Correct.
And so a beer garden doesn't necessarily mean something that where you can go when the weather is perfect. I mean, you've got this great outdoor area where when the weather is absolutely stunning, that's where you want to be. But no matter what the weather is, there's a section of the beer garden that is completely it's indoors without compromising the garden atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, for those that have followed us on Facebook, they've seen multiple pictures of the beer garden through development or maybe over the past 2 weeks when we've, you know, really started to polish up. And Tyler's intention was really to make sure that this was something that we could offer year-round. So, you know, if you look around and you see the doors and, you know, the patio area that we've established outside, whether it's 114 degrees, you know, we have a spot for you, or if it's, you know, like it is today where it's, you know, a little overcast and drizzling, you know, we're super comfortable in here right now. You know, could still enjoy a nice beer no matter what the temperature is. And it's, you know, really supposed to just compliment the restaurant, and I think we're doing a really good job of that.
Compliment is a way to do it. And, you know, there's no weather, you know, up or down or, you know, short or wide that will dictate whether or not I have a beer, because it's always the perfect weather for a beer, Jay Zimmerman.
It is, yeah. And in addition to the beer, we've also revised our cocktail list over the past few months. We're, you know, really reintroducing seasonal items and actually took off some of our best-selling cocktails to make room for just, you know, being more creative and really pursuing, you know, the passion again and reinventing ourselves. And we want people to come to Riley to experience what Tyler and I offer, not just what the restaurant offers. So people will, you know, have their favorite cocktails, and we want them to come back, but not just for that cocktail, but for what Tyler and I are passionate about bringing to them, and I think we've achieved that.
Well, I think you've done it in spades, and we're going to hear about you and Tyler going to be talking about, we're going to continue a conversation with you about cocktails and beer. We're going to talk about the great menu there at Riley, and we're going to keep this conversation going because there's so much more to say in our live broadcast from Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, the fun continues at Riley. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from a rockin' beer garden at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington on the corner of Pennington. And Scott with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie.
They are cheering me on, Matt.
They are here for you and you alone, sir. You know, whenever Adam Lehrman shows up, you know, the Secret Service usually arrives about a day before just to kind of sweep the premises to make sure. But anyway, we missed an exciting thing happening on the Tucson food scene up in the foothills. We want to make sure that we get an update from you.
Just want to let you know about a new restaurant coming, going into the Cafe Jasper space.
Yes.
Pretty exciting. It's new American cuisine, a little Latin Asian inspiration there. Really sexy, intimate vibe happening. Look, mid-January.
Mid-January.
Yeah.
Latin, Asian, and sexy.
Going to be called Nox.
N-O-X. Well, I like it.
Yes.
All right, very intriguing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back here at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink with Adam Lehrman, and we have got Jay Zimmerman, our beverage director here at Riley, and the sommelier. I wanted to ask you, Jay, you know, Adam talked about a porter or a stout, which would be a lovely beverage to begin the evening with or to celebrate the season. What kind of port is there? A porter or a stout here among the countless brews you have? That would that would make Adam's day?
We do have a number of brews that fit that bill. Right now, I think my favorite is the Stupid Stout from Coronado Brewing Company.
Yes.
That fits me perfectly, actually.
Yeah, the toffee, a little bit of burnt caramel. I mean, just it's fantastic. I mean, it'll warm you from the inside out. And that's my favorite on the list right now. And it's hard to pick a favorite.
Jay, I have a question for you. Obviously, this is Beer Garden. Can you get a cocktail in here?
You can, yeah. What we have you do is essentially approach the Riley bartenders. They're fantastic in there. They'll just start you a tab. And then the cocktails or the beers, you know, are interchangeable. So if you want a beer from the beer garden, you just stroll right out, grab your beer, walk to your table, vice versa. So we definitely make that nice and approachable. But at the same time, like you touched on in the last segment, they are two different entities and two different concepts as well. So although we are connected, we do try and keep them a little separate.
And I should say, the bartenders here at Riley are fantastic.
They rock.
You know, and they better be because they've gone through the tutelage of Jay Zimmerman himself. There's not one bartender mixologist that has stood the test of time that has not gone through the very rigorous training program that Jay Zimmerman has
underway. We love our bar staff. We feel very lucky.
Absolutely.
Matt Russell, I have had some of the best service at that bar.
I tell you, you know, and that's what, again, that's what we're talking about when we say craft. It's craft. It's
passion,
service.
Love.
It's passion. And speaking of passion and love, you know, why don't we just say this is Emily's boyfriend? You know, because I'm sure that he has an identity in and of himself, the owner and the man behind this concept that we just love, Mr. Tyler Fenton. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks
for
having me.
Oh, we're so excited to be here. I mean, the beer garden, I just can't get enough. I mean, when you sit down to design this space, I mean, what goes through your mind? I mean, all of the wonderful aesthetics and the indoor, the outdoor, the greenery, you know, the furniture, the craft furniture that you have here. I mean, what's the idea behind this?
So we took the same approach that we did with the restaurant. We wanted to work with what we had. So we had this great great space, great raw space, and we thought, how do we complement it? You know, we obviously added steel because we needed to add it structurally, but we picked the steel specifically to fit the aesthetic. We intentionally exposed things that were hidden before. You know, just really from the start, the concept was indoor-outdoor. We wanted to make that whole south wall be able to open up to the outside when the weather's great. You know, the two garage doors go up. Those two custom-made steel doors open 180 degrees, so that whole wall opens up.
And you don't even feel like you're indoors. I mean, like I said, inclement weather, you can still have that garden experience, but it's almost floor-to-ceiling window against the backdrop of this great greenery. I mean, you feel like you're in the garden right here, and I'm perfectly comfortable.
Yeah, we wanted to create a little oasis in the center of a really commercial.
You've done it. You've absolutely fired on all cylinders. Now, you know, when we first broadcast from Riley, it had to have been a year ago, you guys were just, I think, right out of the chute. I mean, I think you had only been open for a couple of months at that point. You know, what in the world is this guy doing to build a pizza place in an old funeral home? What were you thinking, Tyler Fenton?
You know, for me, it was always just a great building. From the day I went in, it just spoke to me, and I wanted to do something special in there, and pizza is something I'm truly passionate about, and it was kind of a right place, right time. It it all made sense.
You know, one of the things I love about Riley is, you know, you've got the owner, Adam Lehrman, the man behind the magic is right here with a microphone in his hand. He's the owner of the restaurant. But I don't know that I have ever been to Riley where I haven't seen him in the kitchen, spinning the dough, making the pizza. He's the chef here as well. I mean, how can you possibly combine the business, you know, front of the house sort of guy with this, you know, and I'm making killer pizzas in the back. I mean, there's only so much Tyler Fenton to go around, for crying out loud.
You know, anyone's only as good as their team. I can do what I can do because I picked good people to be around me. My brother helps me out a lot.
What's your brother's name?
Zach.
Zach. Let's give some love to Zach here at Riley as well. Yeah, so he's a part of the family and he's a part of the team.
My sister's also a manager in the restaurant. She, you know, always...
And what's her name?
Courtney.
Courtney. Great. A lot of love for Courtney. And, you know, we can't do it without Emily. Yep. I mean, let me just say.
Let's just talk about Emily for the rest of the show.
This poor young lady had no idea what she was walking into this afternoon. But you have really sort of defined the craft pizza scene here in Southern Arizona. And, you know, when we're thinking about craft pizza, I think Jay talked a little bit about the sort of the craft experience when it comes to service and aesthetic and cocktails. What are we talking about craft when we're thinking about pizza?
So my approach is that it's looking at it like a true trade. You're not, you don't sit down and say, I'm just going to do good pizza. That's what I want to do. You really have to commit yourself. It's learning. It's feeling dough, knowing when it's right, when it's wrong.
Wow.
It's sourcing the best ingredients. And it's not a front-loaded task. You're not doing that once. Mm. That is a continual process. You're always, Chris Bianco actually said, if you think you've mastered pizza, you don't know anything about pizza.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, when was the last time the dough was wrong here?
You know,
did someone lose their job?
There was a day that someone didn't put salt in the dough.
And that is a criminal offense here at Riley Craft Pizza and Drink. Wow. Okay, so you've got this great pizza menu. How many pizzas are you kicking out of the kitchen now? How many different pizzas are on the menu?
We have around 10.
10 pizzas. And again, a different pizza for every personality and palate, as we say. You know, you can go light and airy and crisp and summery, and you know, and it can go sort of deep and bold and earthy. Is there one particular pizza? I think I asked you this last time, but I want to see if things have changed over the last year. When you're thinking about sort of that one Riley pizza experience, is there one that continues to be the show-stopping item on the menu?
The pizza that's really surprised me the most is actually the pizza we're going to be trying shortly.
Oh, a tea. Here comes the tease. This is what we call the big tease in the radio world. What is it?
So it's a seasonal pizza. It's roasted butternut squash with roasted Fresno chilies and fried sage.
It's to die for.
Sage, ricotta cheese as well.
Chili and squash on a pizza, Jason.
I know. It's my lunch 5 or 6 days a week now. I mean, my diet changes for 4 months out of the year when this pizza is available.
So that's what we're talking about. If anybody has any questions about what craft pizza is, what you just said is exactly what we're talking about. Now, when you have the very tall order, Jay Zimmerman, to match cocktail, a beer, a glass of wine, with the flavors that are coming together in this very complex yet beautiful pizza, what are your thoughts?
It sounds like a daunting task, but Tyler actually makes it really easy on me because every pizza is so different, and like you said, there is a pizza for every specific person or different personality or different flavor profile that comes into the restaurant. Just like that, we can, you know, just how wine is such a broad spectrum, the cocktails as well. We can really play around and be flexible and have cocktails that are, you know, there and ready for before you start your dining experience, while you're enjoying your pizza, and for afterward as well. And in that same boat, we do the same exact thing with our wine list here as well. So really, we drive to be an extremely well-rounded beverage program where nothing really takes precedent. The beer, wine, and cocktail program are, you know, equal prongs right now.
You might say there's a continuum of cocktails.
There is a continuum, yes, exactly.
Can we write that down? Is continuumofcocktails.com available? Will someone buy the URL?
You know,
please.
I don't know. The hashtag might be available.
We're going to be looking for that on across our digital sphere. But anyway, what an amazing pizza. Now, as we're talking about it, I mean, it's almost like Pavlov's dog. We begin talking about the pizza, and then it arrives.
Tell us about this pizza.
Now, this is the pizza, right? This is the craft pizza.
And I'm putting a picture of it.
Oh okay. So on Tucson Foodie, you can do Instagram, Facebook. You were doing Pinterest. What are we doing?
Facebook or Instagram for now. Should be on and Twitter.
Okay, Tucson Foodie, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're going to see the lovely artistry coming out of the kitchen at Riley. There's this gorgeous seasonal pizza that Tyler Fenton just talked about. And we're going to be doing a little bit tasting in a minute. But getting back to the menu, Tyler, it's not just all about pizza here. I mean, pizza is really sort of what defines the Riley experience. But craft applies beyond the pizza spectrum. I actually went to your menu menu, and I love how it's sort of changed up, you know, from time to time. You can get things here on the menu that might go well with the pizza or even on their own instead of one. Talk about the menu.
So the whole menu, like every dish on its own, we try to strive for balance. When I actually was writing the menu, it's obviously Italian-driven, but I played around with the fact that we're not in Italy. We don't have to follow guidelines. We don't have these very specific expectations of centuries of tradition. You know, we're playing with the fact that we're an Italian restaurant in America. In writing the menu, I wrote a certain portion of food that I wanted to eat. I wrote a certain portion for what my sister would eat, what my brother would eat. Because I think creating a place that you can go with a group of people and have options.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. Yeah. Now, did you create something on the menu, something based on what Emily would eat, Tyler? Is there some, you know, does she have any say, any swing, any influence in this place, sir?
Most things that went on the menu had to get her stamp of approval.
The gluten-free cider, I think, went over very well.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So she's my girlfriend's gluten-free, so it's kind of a...
She might be your former girlfriend after this show, let me just say. No, I'm kidding. You're just a lovely couple. I mean, you both light up the room. You really do.
Thank you.
Anyway, so this multidimensional story that your menu tells. I mean, as you're talking about it, I'm thinking that there's family influences, and there's historical influences, and then your own sort of personal journey influence all come together in creating this wonderful pizza. And again, I hate to keep coming back to it, but that's what it is. It's the craft experience. What a coincidence that that's in the name of your restaurant.
Yeah, that's all about – food is about a journey, and I think a menu should represent that. Every single dish should have a story, should have a purpose and a reason.
Is there one pizza on the menu that you as a chef really enjoy making more than others? I mean, I know you sort of bring love and attention to everything you make, but from a culinary challenge perspective, is there one that really sort of fires on all cylinders back in the kitchen?
Yeah, it's actually the easiest pizza, or the simplest pizza being a margarita.
Wow. Talk to me about that.
Since it is so few ingredients, it is the most challenging to get right.
Interesting.
It's the balance of so few things. When you have a dish that has a bunch of ingredients, you're creating layers, but you're also creating safeguards. A margarita is so raw, so stripped down that it is, you know, the quality of every single ingredient shows. And if it's not good, if your tomato sauce is bad, you can't have a good margarita.
What an amazing – I never would have gone there, but you're absolutely right. And, Jay, do you think that the same sort of model holds true on the beverage side?
It certainly does. Some of the, like I said, you know, the easier tasks that you would think would be, you know, easy to solidify and go through are the ones that we spend the most time agonizing over. And it's really, you know, the margarita and some of the cocktails on the list where some of our best-selling cocktails we continue to revitalize and revamp and try new things because we're continually trying to step up our game here at Riley. And like Tyler mentioned with the pizzas, it never ends. It is a continual process and it's a dream of ours. And so with the cocktail program, I think what I stepped upon was the nature versus nurture this time around. Probably the cocktail that I'm most excited about, not one of the best-selling ones, but I think it's something that everyone needs to come in here and enjoy. I think with Tyler touching on the balance and the clash of ingredients, it's one of the ones that's simple but hard to perfect, and that's, I think, something that you know, if you're sitting at the Riley Bar, the nature versus nurture is something you need to experience.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. All right, so we want to, before we dig in here to your delights and to your majesty, sir, we want to remind all of our listeners that Jay and Tyler are going to give you the opportunity to win a gift card to experience Riley Craft Pizza and Drink for yourself. Come on downtown and come in here for lunch, come in a happy hour, dinner, whatever. Just we want you to have the opportunity to experience Riley if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question, which we're going to do here in just a couple of minutes. But the time has arrived, gentlemen. For us to roll up our sleeves. In fact, I got a head start. I roll up my sleeve the minute I walked in the place. What have you brought for us to enjoy today?
So we've got a new dish, seasonal dish for the menu. It's fried Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my goodness.
They're tossed in house-made hot sauce as well as sherry vinaigrette, and it's topped with the crumbs from our pecan brittle that goes on a salad. Then we've got the squash ricotta sage pizza, and on the end we have our polenta board, which has a ragu that rotates frequently. Tonight is a traditional bolognese, which is a very classic beef pork ragu from northern Italy.
Beautiful. And did you get a picture of this, Adam?
I
the
did.
Polenta board is great because it's literally, it is a beautiful hand-carved wooden board with polenta ladled right on the wood.
It's one of my favorite things. And, you know, I don't know if there's anywhere else in town you can get soft polenta.
I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to try the Brussels sprouts here. Now, I didn't like Brussels sprouts as a kid. I've had an epiphany over the last couple of years. Now, I just can't get enough. And so I'm going to go in. Adam, do you like Brussels sprouts?
Love them.
All right, well, I'm going to start eating, so you need to start talking.
Okay, well, these guys got me thinking. I don't know, we're getting a little off topic here, but when you were talking about the pizza and the margarita, you got to nail that. I remember reading, are you into Alice Waters at all?
Yeah.
She says the same thing about roast chicken. She's like, if you cannot nail a full roast chicken, that is the true test of a...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never would have thought about that, and that's it. Brussels sprouts, fried Brussels sprouts. Okay. Again, you talked about balance in a cocktail. You talked about balance in a pizza. You've created a dish here that's all about balance because you've got the sort of the natural bitterness of those Brussels. You talked about, is there a sherry? You said a sherry vinaigrette in there.
Yep.
Bring a little sweetness to it. All coming together to really create a whole new flavor profile that's not just the additions of all the ingredients, but there's something new coming out of here. I love Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts, too.
My wife is over there saying, when did that happen? When you come to Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, that's when it happens. Absolutely beautiful. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, do our trivia question, and come back and finish up our tasting and round out the show. But anyway, we've got a chance for one of our listeners right now to win a gift certificate for Riley Craft Pizza and Drink. If you're the first person to call the station with the right answer to the trivia question, and that question is...
So the question that we've come up with is, what was the original purpose of the building that is now the beer garden?
Okay, what was the original purpose of the building that we are in now? And by that we mean the actual beer garden.
That is correct, sir.
What was the purpose of this actual space? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678, 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Broadcasting live from Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, 101 East Pennington on the corner of Pennington and Scott, here having a great time with my celebrity co-host, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
Hey, Matt.
Hey. You know... wild things happen over Brussels sprouts here at Riley.
Now he converted you.
He converted? I mean, this is part of the conversion.
You're going to go, next thing you know, you're going to have one of those big stocks with the Brussels sprouts all over it.
Exactly. But anyway, the question of the week, and whoever has the right answer first, is going to get a gift card to experience Riley for themselves. And we want to know, what was the original purpose of the room we are sitting in now that is now the beer garden? And there's a woman, I assume she's a woman, who's calling in line one. And the name is Terry. Terry, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
And let me ask you, where are you calling from, Terry?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from home.
From home? Okay, great. Thank you so much.
At least you're not in your car. Why? Is that a landline?
Anyway, so Terry, we want to know, Terry, what was the original purpose of the room we're sitting in right now?
For the funeral reception.
Okay, funeral reception, Terry says. Funeral reception. Boys?
I would say close, but not quite what we're looking for.
Oh, Terry, close,
okay.
Close.
All right, thank
close.
You.
Close. Okay, thanks so much. All right, that opens up a line, 880-5678. 880-KNST, we want to know, what was the original purpose of the room? Now, of course, okay, and we know that Riley was a funeral home for 90 years in this community. So that, you know, maybe sort of get you thinking creatively about what this space was. Terry said it was a funeral reception.
Right.
Which was close. But Ken is on the line, and he thinks he knows the answer to the question. Ken, have you ever been to Riley before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, we want to know the answer to the question, and I think you got it. You got the sound of confidence in your voice. What is the answer to the question?
Okay. Was it the where they prepared the people for the burial?
Where they prepared the people for burial, he says, Jay. where they prepared the people for burial. Jay?
Not quite.
Not quite, Ken!
Well, should I give a small hint?
Okay, but let's do it after we lose Ken. Ken, well, we don't want to say lose Ken and funeral home in the same sentence. But anyway, Ken, you know, so
thank
close,
you,
but not quite this time.
The confidence
thanks
was
so
there.
Much. The number is 880-5678, 880-KNST for a chance to win a Riley gift card. Now, Jay, you want to do a little clue?
Sure, yeah. I should mention that the beer garden is behind the Riley funeral home, and one of the main attractions to the beer garden is the large scrolling garage doors that we have.
Okay, so they have these wide sort of, you know, doors that swing up. It is in the back of Riley.
We're still looking
pizza.
For the purpose.
We're
as
still
well.
Looking for the purpose. So what was this space before it was Riley Craft Pizza? And we're going to see if Chuck knows the answer to the question. Chuck, what's the answer?
If it's in the back, if I remember correctly, because I've been there many times when it was a funeral home.
Okay.
Isn't that where they started with the carriages and that's where all the limousines were?
Okay, carriages and limousines.
Chuck is bringing it home today.
Okay, yeah. Chuck, you got it. You yeah, nailed it. Now look, when my time has come, I don't know that a limousine is going to bring my casket to the funeral home, but, you know, perhaps. Anyway, Chuck, you nailed it. You absolutely did. Jay, what is the formal answer? This was the garage, right?
This was the garage that held the hearses,
the
yes.
garage that held the hearses. But we'll take limos anyway. Anyway, Chuck, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling in. Congratulations. I don't want you to go off the line because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Wow, three callers, four callers in. I thought we had a stumper, but, the clue took him over the top. So, the garage?
The garage.
This is where the other hearse is sort of pulled up.
Again, it just goes into using what we had available. So this building was out here, and it was prime real estate. So we just did a little bit of revision, and it is what it is now.
Now, did you have to have, like, a Native American saging or something to come in here and get, you know, and disperse with all the spirits? Or did you actually want to build the energy around those spirits,
you know,
Tyler?
I should mention that Tyler and his brother Zach and their father actually – I came in a few days to work and saw them out here with, a little bit of a dig site, essentially. They were pulling up some – old glass bottles and perfume bottles, and there was a little bit of history out here that we tried to honor.
And keep in mind that no one's buried here.
No one's buried here. Not that we know. Not that we know. Anyway, maybe we should ask the mayor tonight when we see him. Can I see the records? There's a freedom of information
Someone
request.
Did mess up that dough once. So.
Exactly. Okay, we do have another couple minutes left in the show, Tyler. We talked about pizza. You've delivered in spades. Here is this gorgeous seasonal butternut squash pizza. Talk about the flavors that have all come together. Now, when I take a piece of pizza, the look of the pizza, the aesthetic of the pizza, the sight is the one thing that I begin to appreciate the most. And I see that wonderful charred edges. I see just the crispiness of that dough, and it all starts out with a killer dough.
Yeah. So we take our dough very seriously. Our dough is extremely wet. A traditional pizza dough is probably 50% hydration, which means there's twice as much flour as water. Our dough is 92% hydration, which means there's almost equal parts flour and water. That helps us develop our distinctive crust, the little puff that we get and the crispness. The squash pizza is all about balance. Squash itself is sweet. It pairs well with creamy, refreshing ricotta. The Fresno chili adds a little heat, which
right,
balances.
Right at the back. Just right at
this
the back.
Pizza, that's perfection. That's a pretty...
I mean, it's almost a misnomer to call it pizza.
It's like, hey,
and we need its own name. Mm. The wet dough is the secret. You've let it out, Tyler Fenton.
You know, I don't believe... I think secrets don't have any place in the food industry.
What I love about the dough, and again, when it's manifest in this gorgeous crust with the charred edges, again, it's got, you know, it's got a sort of a buoyancy to it, but you've got this wonderful crisp edge, but you still have retained a little bit of that texture, that moistness inside, which is really what you want, because you want balance in the dough and the crust itself as well, don't you?
Exactly.
Beautiful. That is some serious
is that squash?
Pizza. Squash.
Oh, it goes so well. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so we got about another minute. We've got the ragu board. This is soft polenta, lovingly ladled across a piece of wood with a house-made ragu. How do you even begin to approach? What protocol for eating this?
You just jump right in.
All right, I'm jumping right in. But anyway, before the show goes off the air, we want to know, what can we expect from Riley as we head into a very big, bold, exciting, successful year, 2014? What can we expect from Riley this coming year?
We're just going to continue doing what we're doing, revise the menu, keep improving, keep focusing on being the best that we can be. And we might have another addition to the Riley site in the works.
Oh my goodness! Another addition.
That's all we're saying now, but it's going to be the third and final phase for the Riley site.
Can we break that news on this show?
We want to make sure that we're available for our future show, so we have to leave you a little bit to desire, but we're trying to keep it on the down low.
One word.
One word is going to be
basement.
Basement. Uh-oh. Anyway, Tyler Fenton. Martin, Jay Zimmerman, Adam Lehrman, thanks so much. And Mike Katz from Entourage Transportation. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be broadcast on our website next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Riley.